Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and tap everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benson, and I'd like to welcome you on this Monday, July 20th, 2020. Before I get started, I want to apologize for being late today. Unfortunately, when I set up this podcast radio show yesterday, I put the wrong starting time down, and by the time I realized, it was too late to make an adjustment. So here we are today at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Monday. We'll be back again Wednesday at 8:30, and Friday also at 8:30 a.m. So, being said, I hope everybody had a great weekend and is still safe and well, and that you are ready to take on a new week here. We still are in the midst of a global pandemic. Well, really, it's not as global as it once was. It's more concentrated here in the United States than any other country on the planet that we know of, because of a lack of, but they say leadership, but it's a system. I believe it's a system that really don't care about the average person, because if they did, they would teach you what real money is so that you wouldn't have to work until you can't work anymore. Oh, love and struggle from paycheck to paycheck. Why everyone needs to save in gold. And the main reason why, it's because gold is money, people. But this is not what they teach you in school. They don't teach you that gold is money because they want you to work for dollar bills. They want you to work for this thing called a fiat currency. They don't teach you what a fiat currency is in school because they don't want you to know what a fiat currency is. Historically, every fiat currency has returned to its value, its intrinsic value of zero. Fiat currency, it's a currency that's issued by the government. It has no intrinsic value because it's not backed by anything intrinsic. At one point, the U.S. dollar was backed by gold. You had to have enough gold in their reserve in order to create cash, to create the dollar bill. But in 1971, Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold. That was 49 years ago, August, which is about a month from now. And ever since then, the thievery of our savings, for those who are saving, has accelerated, because now they can create cash, so-called money, out of thin air. And the more they create, the less valuable it becomes. Let me give you a figure real quick. 1971. Pure 99.9, 24 karat gold gets you 5 loaves of bread. 1971, $1 bill gets you 4 loaves of bread. Today in 2020, that $1 bill cannot get you 1 loaf of bread. But that same gram today, you can cash it in for paper fiat currency, and you can get up to 20 to 25 loaves of bread at your local store. Paper doesn't save people. Stop allowing yourself, stop allowing your savings to be robbed. And if you're not saving, you can't win. What I mean by win, I'm talking about generational wealth, people. Generational wealth, something that has been missing from our community, because for so long, every time we come together to try to create an economic system to take care of African people on a global scale, the powers that be do whatever they can to put a stop to it. Now, this is not just about black wealth, but I want to focus on generational wealth for the black family because that's the missing ingredient. Generational wealth. Think about it. What is generational wealth? Generational wealth is to be able to leave something of monetary value for your descendants so that they can continue to build their wealth. Saving paper currency cannot do that. A saving pure gold can do that because gold continuously goes up in value because more labor it costs to extract it from the ground adds value to it. Plus it's precious, which means it lasts forever. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be burnt. It's been accepted for thousands of years in almost every culture on the planet as money. They did something in 1913 here in the United States. They created the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not the federal government, people. They don't teach us this in school. The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel owned by families who got together on Jekyll Island in 1910 to decide how they were going to take over the United States monetary system. And they did. It was first introduced as the Aldrich Bill, but it didn't make it through. So they came back, changed the name to the Federal Reserve Act to fool and trick the public to think that it was a federal government, but it's not, people. Think about it. How can the U.S. government be in debt? In debt to who? In debt to the banking system that controls everything. They fund both sides of the wars. And the reason why Nixon took it off the gold reserve, so they could continue to fund the Vietnam War. The deficit of the black community. You see, we're at the height of the black power level. And unfortunately, they decided that they did not want us to come together as people. And so what did they do? They created a war and took and drafted a whole bunch of young black men out of the inner city and sent them over to Vietnam, where a lot of them came back strung out on heroin. Heroin, cocaine, crack, the war on drugs has had a devastating effect on the African community. It's put families against each other in a way that is unspeakable. It has devastated our community. It's not what this podcast, radio show is really about. It's about what are we going to do to create generational wealth. Ask yourself, is that important to you? Do you want to leave a legacy for your children's children? Or do you want them to struggle and suffer from paycheck to paycheck if they do have a job? You see, I've talked to some people about this opportunity, and, you know, a lot of them say, well, I got mine, so they'll have to get theirs. And I just can't understand the rationale and thinking behind that. You know, but the problem is that most people think they are free, but we're not free and liberated people because we still work for the same families, the same corporations that our ancestors worked for. Only difference is they're giving us paper currency. We're trading our time for paper currency, something that they create out of thin air, something that they create out of thin air, people. And you go get a loan from your bank, they don't print paper and give it to you. All they do is press a few keys on a computer and presto, now you have a few $1,000 in your account. They create it out of nothing. So what do the wealthy do? Currency, and they turn into assets. Today, through this company called Karen Barnes International, everybody who's 18 years and over in over 141 countries can open up a free gold savings account to start protecting their savings from confiscation through inflation. I've asked a lot of people how they are doing that. How are you protecting your savings from confiscation through inflation? 98% of them don't even have an answer. They don't even understand the question. If you're trying to save paper, you're being robbed, people. You must learn what the wealthy do. They take that liability, that currency, that cotton, and they turn it into asset. Learn what the wealthy do, the number one wealth building secret, and that is to pay yourself first. A portion of everything you earn should be yours to keep forever, beyond your lifetime. But you want to make sure you're not paying yourself in paper. You should be the first line item on your budget sheet when you get paid. But most of us do is we spend and then we try to save, which is why almost half the people in the United States, after working 10 years, don't even have $500 in the bank. That's you. You're on the road to financial failure. You have an opportunity here to plug into our system or punch into somebody's clock or beg. The choice is yours. There's no barriers to start saving in gold but your own. And if you want to share this with other people, which I highly suggest you do, you can start earning monthly commissions from a free position. You can start this for free and earn for free. But if you want to make a whole lot of money faster, plug into the system, get yourself a multi-gold business package. Now you're in position to get paid 5 times a month, every Friday and every first of the month, just by helping people learn what they don't want you to know. Everybody needs a gold savings account because that paper currency is a fiat currency, and historically, every last one of them have returned to its intrinsic value, which is zero. Wake up, people. It's not about me, it's not about you, it's about us. And what are we going to do to create generational wealth for our children's children? And the only thing that can do that is labor, free labor, land, and precious metal called gold or silver. Well, I'm here to talk about gold, because gold is the premier one asset. It needs no third-party validation to prove its worth. We all know that gold is valuable. So how much do you have? How much do you plan on having? There's a link here that you can click to learn more or get back with the person that shared this with you to learn more. Stop allowing yourself to be robbed by inflation. Learn what the wealthy do. Pay yourself first. Understand that fiat currency will return to its extrinsic value. Today, Monday through Saturday, 12 noon, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do a live presentation on goldrocks.info. There's a password you need in order to log in. If you're interested in learning more, you can look at a live presentation. We have great leadership and mentors and carrot bars, wealth builders worldwide who are here to help you become successful and help you free you from the current system of debt, another form of slavery, people. You got to leave your house 4 or 5 times a week in order to make money to pay your bills. You're not really free. We offer you opportunity to get free, people. You got to first realize that you just are not free. My name is Kwame Benton. Thank you for your time. Be safe. We'll see you again on Wednesday. Peace.